My dearest son, my beloved daughter, I don't know why your father hasn't told you this already, or couldn't tell you, wouldn't tell you, or didn't tell you when he had the chance. But I'd like to take responsibility for him right now and speak these words to your heart today from the heart of your father. And in the name of Jesus, I bless you with hearing these words today in your body, soul, and spirit, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and with receiving the healing love of Father God right now. Beloved son, precious daughter, I confess that I failed you in many ways. I did not take the time or put forth the effort to love you and raise you the way I should have. I confess that I let you down and hurt you. I left you broken and bleeding in many ways. I sinned against you and against God in my sins of anger, rage, addiction, unfaithfulness, lack of love, not covering you, not loving you, not protecting you, abandoning you, rejecting you, accusing you, lashing out at you, not affirming you, not providing for you, touching you wrongly or not touching you rightly, lying to you, workaholism, caring about myself more than about you, laziness, self-centeredness, and abusiveness. By these sins I have hurt you. I have even hurt you by not releasing you to fly, by not believing in you and your strength and supporting you and caring about your life. And I have hurt you by trying to make you something I wanted you to be, instead of allowing you to be everything God made you to be. I have hurt you in many ways, and I am sorry. I have been so very, very wrong, and I repent to you. I am sorry for all the times I hurt you. I am sorry for all the times I failed you. I am sorry for all the times I wasn't there for you. I am sorry, beloved son, beloved daughter. I hurt you so very badly, and I am sorry. I do not deserve your forgiveness, but because I want to release you and bless you the way Jesus wants me to, I ask, would you forgive me for hurting you, for wronging you, for sinning against you? Thank you. Beloved son, precious daughter, I desire to bless you right now. I want you to know that I accept you. I do not reject you. I accept you just as you are, and I love you. I accept you, and I love you for who you are, for everything God made you to be. I love you, I love you, I love you. I restore you to your place at my table right now in Jesus' name. You will always hold a special place in my heart. You are my beloved child, the apple of my eye, and I could never replace you. Dear son, my beautiful daughter, there is such beauty in you, and I bless you right now with knowing who you are in Jesus, with knowing the greatness that Father God has placed in you, and with knowing exactly what the wonderful things are that God created for you to do in this life. Son, daughter, I set you free right now from all the hurt and trauma I have caused you. I remove it from you right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I pluck out every arrow the enemy has ever shot into you. I break them and throw them to the ground, useless and of no effect. I plead the blood of Jesus over those wounds, and I decree that healing comes right now in Jesus' name. Let the wounds be healed in Jesus' name. I decree they will be healed so perfectly that there will not even be a scar in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, son, daughter, I break every word curse that I or others ever spoke against you. I repent of them, and I break them, and I plead the blood of Jesus over those curses, and I decree that they also fall to the ground right now, useless and of no effect. I break every bit of shame off of you right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of shame, leave my son and leave my daughter right now in Jesus' name. This son and this daughter belongs to Jesus, and the righteous shall never be put to shame according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, I restore you, son. I restore you, daughter, to honor right now. Beloved son, beloved daughter, in the name of Jesus, I bless you with my blessing as your human father and also with the superior blessing of your heavenly father right now. I bless you as a spiritual father also, and I release you to go forward in blessing and power of Jesus. I release you from my failings. I release you from my failures. I release you from my inadequacies in parenting you and from all the times I hurt you. I thank you for forgiving me, and I have repented to you, but I want you to know that I release you right now to be fathered by the perfect Father, the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, Abba Father, who loves you. Son, daughter, I bless you with receiving the daddyhood of God, and I release you as your father. I release you into the hands of Father God. I bless you to fly and to soar, and I say the Lord will guide you in ways I never could and grant you peace. He will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. He will guide you with his eye upon you. I release you, son, I release you, daughter, to be everything God has made you to be. I release you to operate in the greatness God has placed in you. In the name of Jesus, my child, I release you to operate in the freedom God has called you to, the freedom that Jesus purchased for you with his blood. I decree that your heart is healed in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus to your heart, and right now, I put double honor on you. I restore you to double honor. I put the cloak of double honor on you as your father in Jesus' name, and I drape it over your shoulders, and I put the ring on your finger, and I decree that honor is yours, for it is from the Father, and it is your inheritance in Jesus, and you will walk in it. Other people will see the honor on your life, the double honor, and it will make a difference in your day-to-day life. All the hurt and pain is leaving you right now. It's already left. It's gone as far as the east is from the west, and you are free and whole in the blood of Jesus to be who you are. Son, daughter, I decree that you are safe and protected. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. The Lord God shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. I bless you, son. I bless you, daughter, with being healthy, whole, and safe every moment the rest of your life in Jesus' name. Son, daughter, I decree that you have no limits, that you are unbreakable, unbeatable, and unstoppable because Jesus Christ was broken, beaten, and stopped for you. But the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. I decree right now, I release you into knowing that you are loved, that you are loved, and that you are precious, and that you are beloved. And I release you with knowing who you are as a beloved child of Father God. And I release you right now from the orphan spirit that I caused you to have. And I decree your heart is healed with the perfect love of Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over your heart, and I call forth healing, and I place healing in your heart right now in the name of Jesus. And I release you to walk in the divine healing and intimate knowledge of Abba Father. I decree you have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, in the bliss of which you cry out, Abba Father. I bless you with the deep in you calling to the deep in Father. I decree that you will have no doubt ever about your identity, but that you know that you have a Father God in heaven who has ordained your life, who has divinely formed you. I decree that you will know and understand that in the Father's book he has written all the days fashioned for you before any of them existed. I decree and I release you right now from every unhealthy bond with me or other people as your Father, and I decree that you are bound to Jesus Christ. And you receive your love and your identity and your provision and your fathering from him. I bind you to Jesus, and he himself will disciple you and teach you. You are bound to him. You are one with God in Christ Jesus. My beloved son, my precious daughter, I love you. I cherish you. I'm so proud of you. You bring me joy. You are a delight to me. I am so glad you were born, that you are alive, and that I can call you my son, my daughter. The very fact that you are alive and breathing on this planet is a joy and a blessing to me. Know that you have my heart and my love. So take wing, beloved son. Take wing, beloved daughter. I bless you. You have my blessing. Mount up on wings as eagles. Soar, fly, soar into the power and the purpose and the presence of Jesus in every area of your life. Be free to advance, to thrive, to conquer, to scale new peaks and rise up to new heights. Mount up, be lifted up on the refreshing, healing wind of the Holy Spirit and of the Father's love for you. I bless you with life in Jesus' name. I command life abundantly into you right now in Jesus' name. I speak life into you, and I say right now the Holy Spirit has come from the four winds and has breathed upon you. Take a deep breath, son. Take a deep breath, daughter. He is breathing on you, and you will live. I bless you with the Spirit of life. I bless you, son. I bless you, daughter, with a fruitful, abundant relationship with your Abba Father, with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ, our Savior, and with other people. I bless you with deep covenant friendships in Jesus' name. May the fruit of the Spirit be powerfully and clearly manifested in your life. May you abide in Jesus every moment of your life. May the love, favor, blessing, and power of God flow through you every moment of your life into your own heart, soul, body, and spirit, and also into the heart, soul, body, and spirit of others. I bless your comings and your goings in Jesus' name. Precious son of my heart, beautiful, precious daughter of my heart, you are the apple of my eye. I love you. And so in Jesus' name, I bless you, and I say the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, I decree the Lord will answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May the Lord God your Father grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.